UN Chief, Billions of People Counting on Wealthy Nations to End Climate Change. By Penny Starr on July 26, 2021. The Group of 20 Wealthiest Nations, G20, failed last week to agree on the wording of key commitments to fight climate change. The failure comes just 100 days ahead of the United Nations Climate Change Conference, 26 Colombian pesos, in Glasgow. Reuters reported. The G20 meeting was seen as a decisive step ahead of United Nations climate talks, known as 26 Colombian pesos, which take place in 100 days' time in Glasgow in November. The failure to agree common language ahead of that gathering is likely to be seen as a setback to hopes of securing a meaningful accord in Scotland. The world urgently needs a clear and unambiguous commitment to the 1.5-degree goal of the Paris Agreement from all G20 nations, UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres said on Sunday. There is no pathway to this goal without the leadership of the G20. This signal is desperately needed by the billions of people already on the front lines of the climate crisis and by markets, investors and industry who require certainty that a net-zero climate-resilient future is inevitable. Guterres said it was an ambitious yet achievable goal to cut greenhouse gas emissions by 45% by 2030 and gain global carbon neutrality by 2050. These stated dates, however, seem in contrast to the dire warnings of leftist U.S. politicians who have for some time claimed that the world has about a dozen years until the battle against so-called climate change will be lost. The UN climate change goals include controversial commitments, such as no coal production after 2021, phasing out fossil fuel subsidies, and a minimum international carbon pricing floor, the latter a proposal by the globalist International Monetary Fund. Reuters reported that one point of contention was the wording around the 1.52 degrees Celsius limit on global temperature increases that were set by the 2015 Paris Agreement. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter or send news tips to star@breitbart.com.